Monday Motivation for April 8th, 2024. Standing on the Promises. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. Our thinking about certain individuals in the biblical text often centers around certain events. Noah is defined often by the ark, Moses by parting the Red Sea or receiving the law, Isaiah seeing God in the temple, Peter denying Jesus. In some cases, these give us a good picture about that person, but others not so much. In all cases, it leaves us with an incomplete picture of who the person was and how their relationship with God affected their life. Jacob is one such character. He's most associated with Jacob's ladder, his vision at Bethel, or by wrestling with God later, also at Bethel. What we miss is the broader picture of Jacob's life that lets us see just how much his life is like ours. We can find guidance in how Jacob changed after his encounter with God. Genesis 30 recounts an interaction between Jacob and his father-in-law, Laban. Jacob had been laboring for Laban for about 14 years, and in doing so, had paid the dowry for both of Laban's daughters, Leah and Rachel, who were his wives. He had produced 12 children, 11 sons and one daughter, and had been a successful shepherd for Laban, bringing his father-in-law much greater wealth than he had previously. All of these were fulfillments of promises that God had made to Jacob earlier at Bethel. That encounter changed Jacob. He was no longer a liar and cheat, but in the case of Laban, he was the victim of a liar and a cheat. This didn't cause Jacob to doubt how he got where he was or what he should plan to do in the future. He asks Laban to be released from his service with the wives and children he had earned by his labor. This wasn't asking for anything extra, only those things that the Lord had promised before. He and Laban both recognized that God was the source for these blessings. This recognition that God was the source of blessings changed how Jacob approached business dealings. He agrees to stay on a bit longer as Laban's chief shepherd if he can receive the dark-colored sheep and the spotted or streaked goats. These animals were off-color from the rest of the herd, less desirable, and made up less than 20% of the flock. He was willing to take less because he trusted the Lord would continue to bless him, even if he received a smaller portion. When he realized that God would be faithful to bless him, he no longer needed to lie and cheat to get ahead. When God did act on Jacob's behalf, he could celebrate the gift for what it was. God did increase the number of discolored animals in the flock and also caused those animals to be stronger and healthier. This brings Jacob a huge abundance of wealth. Later, we learn that Jacob had a dream where the Lord revealed that he was causing the animals to multiply in this way. He even tells Jacob that he has seen all that Laban has been doing to him. The Lord is blessing Jacob to enable him to travel back home, as God promised he would. God desires to bless us. More than that, he is actively doing it. Do we live in a way that reflects this reality? Do we understand that the blessings God bestows on us are partially meant to enable us to bless others? Everything we do is ordained by God. There are no secular spaces. Everywhere we go is sacred because we bring the Spirit of God with us. We should be encouraged in everything we do by God's faithfulness in the past. This allows us to operate with integrity and honesty because we know it is God that will bring success, not ourselves. When the blessings do come, we can celebrate God's goodness in everything. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.